Welcome to 2SER, Jeff.
Aloha, happy to be here.
So tell us about the trends in tiki over the decades.
The interesting thing about tiki to me is just its 40-year golden age, which was from the end of Prohibition in the U.S. in 1933, and it lasted all the way into the disco era in the 70s. So for 40 years, four decades, you've had this cocktail trend where these drinks were served in, you know, high-end luxury fine dining restaurants. They weren't considered kitschy or tacky, you know, the way that we do now. They were very chic and very expensive. And that reputation sort of suffered a little bit during the cocktail dark ages when people stopped drinking in the 80s and 90s. But now they're back with a vengeance. It's a global phenomenon now, and I'm really happy to see it returning because it's my personal favorite style of drinking.
So what's the reason you've been touring Australia?
I've been here courtesy of De Kuyper Liqueurs. We've been doing a series called The Works, where we tour four cities in Australia and talk about the history and mixology behind tiki drinks, which are having a renaissance these days, and how to make them in your bar and how to enjoy them at home.
What exactly is tiki? What constitutes tiki?
Well, in terms of restaurants and bars, it's a 21st century term that cocktail categorizers have applied to what used to be called just Polynesian restaurants or Polynesian-themed bars or restaurants.
And what is not considered tiki?
There's all kinds of stuff that's been thrown into the mix lately, which doesn't quite qualify as Polynesian. You go to a lot of tiki bars, which are, you know, serving tropical exotic cocktails, but they're playing reggae music, or they're doing their decor with African math or Mexican art, you know, just things from other exotic cultures that are not from the South Pacific. So you find this sort of weird polyglot mix of things that is, a bit confusing and a little off the mark.
So you've been hitting a lot of bars while you've been here. What goes into making a good tiki bar?
Well, primarily it's the atmosphere. I mean, I just mentioned decor. You want a transportive, immersive experience where you go on what my friend Robert Hess, a cocktail historian, has called a mini vacation. You've got your little island paradise for an hour or two, or as long as you have your drink. And aside from the core, of course, is the drink itself. Just very complex, layered, culinary, tropical drinks. The opposite of the slushy, syrupy, cruise ship-style drink that a lot of people do associate with tiki, but really wasn't really part of the main trend.
And what are some of the most famous tiki drinks?
Well, the two most famous tiki drinks, one was created in 1934, which was the Zombie, and it was kind of a turbocharged planter's punch with three different rums and two different citruses and a bunch of different sweetening elements, as opposed to a typical planter's punch, which is just rum, lime, and sugar. The second most famous drink, which actually eclipsed the Zombie, and now it's the drink that everybody associates with tiki, is the Mai Tai, which was invented in 1944. It's a much simpler drink than the Zombie. It's basically just rum, orange curacao, lime, and just a little bit of almond flavor as well.
So what do you think about the future of rum in Australia?
Oh, it's only going to get bigger. More and more brands are coming in. Just this year, more brands have been introduced into the country. And as people move away from whiskey drinks and tequila drinks, they're discovering rum and discovering its versatility as a mixer. It's a very vast category with many different expressions of flavor and proof and different characters. And it's quite the thing to mix cocktails with, actually.
Where can we see you next?
Once I get back from Australia, I'm going to be going to the UK Rum Fest in London, followed by a little tiki tour of Barcelona and Rotterdam, and then over to St. Lucia to try some St. Lucian rums, which are blowing up right now, getting very big, the Chairman's Reserve brand. After that, Taipei. I'm going to go to Taiwan and check out the cocktail scene there. And all the time just talking about tiki. Everybody around the world is really interested in the category now as all these new bars open up, bringing back this phenomenon to a second golden age in the 21st century.
And how can we follow your travels?
Well, there's Latitude 29, NOLA, is the Instagram account for my restaurant, my own tiki bar in New Orleans. And that's really where you'll find all the photographs of all the places I've been on behalf of the bar and just sort of talking tiki in general. And then there's my website, beachbunberry.com, which also talks about tiki history and has a lot of drink recipes on it and that sort of thing.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me today, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marie. Always a pleasure.